Okay, well, let's call the meeting to order and get going.
Hello, can I just quickly ask who joined?
Nigel.
Hello, Nigel, welcome. Hello, and who else?
Yeah, this is John Berard.
Hello, John.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. Okay, we have a quorum, so we can go ahead.
Great, thank you. So, bring the call the meeting to order. First item on the agenda was the apologies, of which we've had several.
I had apologies from Carolina Aguirre, Leslie Cowley, Vikam Pisana, Abhi Bunpanghia, Don Hollander, and Hong Su.
Okay, thank you. Item number two on the agenda are the minutes and action. Are there any comments or inputs on the minutes? Hearing none, we'll move on to the actions. Gabby,
I'll let Christina run through the actions.
Any action. Thank you.
Hi, Byron, it's Christina. Yes, we had three actions. The first one was Demi Gechko to send an update to the council email list on the developments around Nes Mundial. This was not done. The second action item was action 9402, Bart Boswinkel and Becky Burr to amend the draft statement by the IANA Transfer Coordination Committee to accommodate the comments made and to recirculate it to the council email list in order to submit to ICANN prior to 8th of May. That was completed. Action 9403 was the secretariat to investigate the options for limiting the number of working group members for the UCTN working group without excluding anyone and advise the council on the email list subsequent to the Nes Mundial meeting. This was completed. Bart, I don't know if you want to say anything, or Gabby.
No.
No, I have nothing to add.
Okay.
And that's it? Thank you.
That's it, yeah.
We do have one additional point, which is a member application or membership application to the CCMSO from the Marshall Islands, which is .mh. And I know that Nigel has already put out a call on this and has given us till May 26th next week to respond. However, given we are here on the council call and have a quorum, it's my suggestion that we actually approve this, unless there are any outstanding issues that people want to raise. This would be membership application number 150.
Seconded.
I'm happy to move that.
You want to move
it? Sorry. Was that Becky? Hello?
Byron, it's Nigel. I seconded it, and then Becky moved it, I think.
Okay. All in. Are there... sorry, I'm getting a lot of feedback all of a sudden. Maybe I'll take this as... Is there anybody against? Hearing none, I'll take that as unanimous, and we will approve that for member number 150, the Marshall Islands.
Hear, hear.
Very excited. Hear, hear. That's very exciting.
Excellent.
It's pretty incredible. Okay, thank you very much. On to item number three. Which is an update on the various Internet Governance Fora. As you know, we've had updates on the various threads of this discussion since the Buenos Aires meeting. I don't think Matthew is on the call, is he?
No, he's not on the call.
We have Demi on the call to provide an update on the Brazil meeting, or wrap up.
Demi is in the Adobe room, at least. He wrote, I'm working on a report for Netmundial and will be sending to the CCNSO in some days.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to that. Are there any regional organizations represented on the call?
No, none is represented on the call.
Peter is on the call.
Okay, yeah. I missed him then. Sorry.
Yeah, he's in the Adobe room.
Oh, no, I see him now. Yeah, Peter.
Peter, do you have any anything from the ISTAR activities that you would like to report upon?
No, we filed, I think, nothing out of the information has been shared publicly already. So Centre has commented on the IANA process. Our comments were quite in line with the comments from the CCNSO and the other regional organizations. And we're now also focusing on the accountability, realizing that there's precious little time to complete that exercise. One thing that I get from my community, and can probably nothing that is surprising, but that the pressure from the numerous crucial open processes for comments is probably choking a few people. And while it's wonderful that ICANN is now listening carefully to the communities, there's not much point if people cannot cope with the very stringent deadlines. While the deadlines are reasonable for SOP and the planning and the strategic plan, we find that for the accountability and the IANA comments, the timeline was too short, and I was not well argued why we needed to do things in such a hurry. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Peter. I suspect that may be a common theme that runs through many of the discussions throughout the agenda today. Thanks.
Byron?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Byron, this is Victor. I'm going to give you the update of the LAC TLD on behalf of Carolina.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We had a couple of weeks ago, we have a workshop and General Assembly in Cancun, Mexico. And the major topic that we had was the a workshop with all the members present to review the NTI IANA issues, so that we can work together and make the statement that we sent as LAC TLD. Also, there were 36 participants from 19 registries. And in the General Assembly, we had the re-elections or elections of the board and the fiscal committee, and all the ones that were to be renovated were re-elected. That is more or less what happened in Cancun.
Okay, thank you. On the fifth panel, the high-level panel, we had, as a member of that panel, we had our final of three face-to-face meetings the first week of May, where we concluded our final report, which was published the first of this week on Monday. So it is publicly available now, and hopefully some of you will have the opportunity to read it. I think it is definitely a worthwhile report. It's probably an evolutionary step in the overall internet governance puzzle, but it is certainly not what the panel had anticipated when we started 6 months ago. I think one thing we found was items that we had expected speaking strongly on, like the NTIA oversight, the IANA oversight transition, and a set of global principles, events certainly overtook us, and the things that we had expected to speak strongly on actually moved forward in their own ways. which is a very good thing, but it was certainly not what we had foreseen 6 months ago. However, there was quite a bit of work done on actually trying to operationalize some of the higher-level principles and put forward the recommendation in terms of roadmap and more operational elements. So I think it's definitely worth those of us in this community and anybody interested in the internet governance issues to take a read of. So it's just really been released, like I say, earlier this week, so I haven't seen a lot of feedback on it yet, and it is a moderately lengthy and dense read. But as much as possible, we've tried to make it accessible, but given the subject matter, it is a little bit dense. That's my report on the high-level panel. Do you have anybody from the CCWG on internet governance? Jordan on the call? No.
Keith, are you?
Okay.
I'm on the call, but I haven't caught up with Jordan, and I haven't caught up with what's been happening. I am on the CCWGIG group, but I haven't caught up with what's been happening on that for the last month, so nothing to report.
Byron, Keith, this is Byron.
Yeah, we have another item. 1 second, Bart, on item number 6, so we will be coming to that in from a certain perspective later on the agenda.
Yeah,
go ahead, Bart.
What's in item number 6? That was my intervention. That's been happening on the CCW on IG. They've been very focused on trying to get a charter together. That's the only thing that happened since Singapore.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
And Peter has his hand up. You can't see it, but it's Peter.
Okay, as a point for me, I'm remote and I do not have access to the Adobe Connect room. So, Bart or Gavir, you know, I'm going to have to ask you if you see a hand
up.
Please inform me because I cannot see it.
We will. Peter has his hand up.
You're right. Peter, go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. Byron, in the interest of focusing at least my attention, maybe other people on the call's attention to the relevant parts of the outcome of the fifth panel, what, in your view, is the most relevant part? How will we be affected in any way by that outcome documents?
I think the panel went to considerable length to try to map problem resolution. So particularly what has become known as orphan issues, or the orphan issue challenge, new issues that don't have a particular home in the internet governance sphere today. We spent a lot of time working through how do you address those? What are the forums? What are the process by which new issues get allocated to different forums? So a fair amount of work was spent on that subject, which I think will be helpful. And also a framework we put in place for community review around how to look at new and/or emerging issues, be they local, national, or global in nature, whether they're technical or non-technical, whether they're policy-related. And we actually created a framework that will help people identify how, who, and where various issues should be addressed. So I think that conceptual framework, which is hopefully going to be fairly accessible to most people, I think will be one of the key products that will be of value. I think that we also strongly supported and recommended financial support for the IGF as a redux of the IGF to become an even more central actor contacts. There's strong support expressed for that. Those would be a couple of the major things, major elements. There was still strong support for the notion of subsidiarity or solving of problems or issues as close to the, quote, as close to the edge as possible, or where the problems originate, as opposed to being very centrally managed. So those would certainly be some of the key themes, but I think the main one will be the framework for dealing with new and emerging issues.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much for that summary. It's very helpful. Just one point on ISTAR activities, as I now realize that your question for regional activities related to that one and not to the work that we did internally on internet governance issues. After the Sao Paulo meeting, the ISTAR group has not been active apart from an exchange of events for which all of the organizations invite the other organizations to come and speak on the IANA stewardship transition discussions and the accountability issues in some cases. So that would be in particular the RIRs and Don from APTLD has added a few occasions for discussion in the Asian region to that as well. But apart from that information exchange, things have been quiet.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Okay, if there's no further discussion on agenda item number 3, we'll move to item number 4, which is the IANA stewardship transition process. I'll provide an update from the coordination committee. I think one of the key elements to bring to your attention is that the GNSO in particular, but also with us and Olivier from ALAC, have been working through a draft charter, or conceptually what is being talked about is a cross-community working group on the NTIA transition. So separate and distinct from the cross-community working group on internet governance, which is specifically not going to be dealing with the transition, this proposed cross-community working group would be dealing specifically and only on the NTIA oversight transition, or the IANA oversight transition, rather. I don't have anything specific to bring to you right now because it's really just a discussion and with some ideas floating around a draft charter. As soon as something becomes a little more granular or specific, I will bring it to the attention of the council to begin with, and then the broader community subsequently. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, and also just get any feedback or feeling on whether without having seen the draft charter, but knowing the general subject matter, whether there's support or any particular comments on that. And I know it's difficult not having anything, a draft charter in front of you, but like I say, it's very, very early days, and it's really a discussion with some early ideas, but it would be a CCWG specifically to the IANA transition process. And it's fine if there's no comments. It really is primarily an update, but I just wanted to make everybody aware of that. It will be coming. Okay. In terms of some of the process pieces, the society or on the ICANN blog, it's been articulated the 4 separate work elements. Which Fadi's blog, I'm not sure he wrote it, but it's contained within Fadi's blog, which speaks to some degree on on how the work components are going to come together and where they're at this point. It still, to my mind, is not clear yet on how, in particular, the IANA oversight stream and the overall accountability stream are going to come together as they need to. But they do state that they will, but without any kind of granularity or guidance on how and when that's going to happen. Any further discussion on that? Okay, it's more of an update. Hearing no further discussion on that, we'll move to item number 5 around the ICANN's process to enhance accountability, or the process to enhance ICANN's accountability, rather. I think, you know, like we heard earlier in terms of time frame on this is going to be short. The announcement was made May 6th. Public comment closure initial, and I have to believe this is only going to be initial public comment, it's May 27th next week. And there'll be some reply leading up to the London meeting. You know, unfortunately for us as a community, that makes it very difficult or impossible to go through our normal process to respond to something like this. So that's certainly a challenge for us. Before I continue to move on, are there any comments? Is any? I'm going to have to ask you, Bart. Or
yeah, Peter has his hand up.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, just remind you because I cannot see that.
Peter has his hand up. Peter?
Thank you, Bart. Thank you. Martin, are we going to comment separately from the main comment on the fact that on this crucial topic, which ironically is on accountability, this is where we are lacking the time to get an easy response? I mean, ICANN is aware of the processes within the supporting organization and AC. So are we going to address that separately from the main comment? Because personally, I think it is important enough, and we definitely will attempt it.
Sorry, Peter, can you clarify, when you say draft separately from the main comment, what do you mean by that?
So we will send in a comment by the 27th, even if that will be in a different format than what our regular processes would allow. But Centre is also going to comment separately on the fact that we'll probably send a letter to Fadi and the board, comment on the fact that this timeline for something of such great importance, even if it's only the initial comment, is ridiculously short.
Yeah, okay, now I understand. It's certain, I think that's a good point of discussion. Certainly, to my mind, we would want to expedite, unfortunately, expedite the process and not go through the fulsome process, this is an NSO full process, for a primary comment. But I agree with you that we should make separate note as the CCNSO Council on the timing that precludes us as a community from having going through the full process, which they should be very aware of. So it is my sense that, yes, absolutely, we should be putting in a separate comment strictly on that. But that said, we are going to bring together the drafting team to prepare a council statement, at least. And we do have a draft resolution in place, or we're going to be proposing a draft resolution based on folks who have volunteered, as well as the ad hoc coordination committee that's been working to try to bring all these various threads together. And we, I think everybody has seen the volunteer list. So there's a coordination committee of Becky Keith and myself, and in addition to those folks, Martin Boyle, Hero, Daniel Kalchev, Barak, Nigel, Paul from .au, Mathieu, and Jorg from DE have all volunteered to be part of this drafting group, and Mathieu has agreed, at least for the interim, to lead this group in creating what will be a council statement. Now, I find this leaves us in an awkward spot because the previous statement that we put into the IANA transition process was also a council statement, which, of course, has not allowed for the fulsome CCMSO membership to offer comment. And I definitely find that this is certainly not ideal to suddenly find ourselves on this critical subject doing that again. But that said, we are in a bind here, where we could do nothing because it doesn't have the opportunity to go through our full process, or do the express council-only process. And I think that's the best option given the situation that we find ourselves in, as well as issuing a separate statement making note of that to the board. So we do have a draft resolution in place here that the CCNSO Council appoints the following community members who I've just listed as a drafting team to prepare the CCNSO Council statement on ICANN's proposal to enhance the ICANN's accountability process. So recognizing the failings of not going through a full CCNSO membership comment, as a result of the timing that we find ourselves in, I would like to put that resolution to the floor to see if we can get that approved. Would anybody care to make a motion on that? Don't all put your hands up at once.
Oh, you want someone to move? I'll so move it, Keith.
Steve, thank you. Can I get a seconder for that?
This is Young-Um. I second it.
Thank you, Young-Um. So that will create a drafting team that will draft a statement on behalf of the CCNSO Council. Of course, it will be circulated to the Council for comment before issued. And it will be led by last year. Okay, thank you.
And then the placeholder, Byron. That's the third element. That before, so allow the...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the statement that... Noting the times. And that we will be preparing a submission.
Yep.
Okay. So with
no
that,
comments. Yep.
No. I hear hearing none. Would we like to have any kind of brief discussion to help inform the drafting team? For recognizing this is a new topic, or a relatively new topic, I would ask you to consider any of the issues that you think that the drafting team should be considering, and you can mail it to the list and also to Mathieu. But as part of the drafting team's work, they will be putting the draft statements to the council, so we will have an opportunity to comment on something specific. Although the time, as we have just recognized here, please look at the timing. It is very short, so when this goes out to the list, you're going to have to respond immediately if you want your thoughts or comments heard. Okay. moving on to the next item.
That's the call for volunteers to participate. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the broader call for this accountability. There's the accountability working group that has been separate and distinct. This is ICANN's call for working group members on the accountability process. They have asked for two or up to three members of this working group from each of the various constituencies in the ICANN pool. And they are asking, ICANN is asking SO and AC leadership to appoint those working group members. So I guess the primary question here is, does the CCNSO Council wish to propose and appoint members when the scope and process of this working group itself is not particularly clear?
Becky has his hand up. Becky has her hand up, by the way.
Okay. One second. Thank you. Just before we go to Becky, it does put us in a bit of a bind because we're volunteering people to be part of a process when the process is not clear, and almost by definition, when we volunteer people, to some degree, that says we're supporting the process, although as yet undefined. So it's a bit of a challenge, but with that, over to you, Becky.
Yeah, I am disturbed by the call for volunteers before even comments on the process have been reached. It suggests that notwithstanding all of the comments that the community put in on the IANA transition, that ICANN is still not listening to the community about sort of the way this should be managed, who should be, what kind of group. Now, clearly, it's better that they've asked the SOs and ACs to appoint their own rather than have the GAC and the chairman of the board do it. But I wonder if we basically should, essentially register an objection, but nonetheless have people who are, who will attend to watch our interests if they decide to go ahead with it.
And I agree with you, Beck. I think that's really the only way out here is we can't not be part of it in the interim, so we do need to, I think, at the very least have observers, but most definitely register our objection. Any other comments on this?
Byron, it's Keith there. I've noted on the chat, I fully agree with Becky, and I see Peter Van Roth does agree wholeheartedly as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're essentially in a box here. I don't think there's any way we can not participate, but register our displeasure with what's happened thus far. So with that, then maybe I will ask the Secretariat to put forward a call for volunteers here, noting that Matthew has already most definitely put his name forward and no doubt a very strong candidate. But if the Secretariat could put forward a call for volunteers.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Thank you. And we're going to have to do, as a council, we're going to have to be very responsive on this issue when it comes back around for approval of those three candidates. And you'll notice I've said three. They've asked for two, set a max of three. I think it's incumbent upon us that we put three there. Also recognizing that I think this working group has the potential to be a considerable time commitment. So I think three will be important here.
Yeah, it does have it's likely to be, but it's so important.
Yeah. Agreed. So whoever steps up for these roles definitely has to be prepared to spend time over the life of the CWG. Okay. With that, we'll move on to item number 6.
Byron, this is Byron.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is one more small item which is now shared with the others on the screen as well, and that's more, but we can defer it, but just for the record, say there is more discussion on whether to create something as a, I can say, coordination committee for this process as well, or extend the other one, but maybe defer this one to the London meeting and have the drafting team move forward first.
Yeah, yes. I do want to defer this to the London meeting and let the draft
get on
with their work before we and take that work before we move to the next step.
Yeah.
So we'll defer that to London. The next item is around the CCWG on internet governance, the one really being spearheaded by ALAC and Olivier Rafik. They're going to be submitting a draft charter sometime in the next short while. I remember that in Singapore they were working on this but didn't get it done per se. But I think the goal is that it will be ready to go for London. But anyway, there's nothing for us to do at this point. But I'm sure come the London meeting there will be. I'm just reiterating the fact that very specifically, the IANA oversight transition will not be included in their work.
Yes, Byron.
Somebody.
Yes.
This is John. I'm sorry. I have a very noisy background. That's basically just to, I have been listening. I mean, I have been a part of the CWG on. Internet governance, and as Bart mentioned before, we were, we're just mostly working on the charter, final statements on the charter, and then we will be presenting it, but the most of the, the consensus in the group is that we should have a separate group on the IANA transition and internet governance in general. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thanks, Shannon. Okay, moving to item number 7. Council.
Byron, before you do that.
Nigel, is that you?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm going to have to duck out of the call now. Something's come up. I've got a meeting to go to at 2:30, and I've got to get over there. So my apologies for the rest of the meeting.
Okay, just before you go, one second, Nigel. Do we have quorum for a resolution on the work plan if Nigel leaves?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Okay. All right. Thank you, Nigel.
Okay.
Goodbye
for now.
Okay. With that, we'll just move to item number 7, council updates. As the chair, I have already discussed most of the issues that I would bring up, which would be around my work on the high-level panel, the discussions I've been involved in with regards to CCWG on IANA oversight. One other thing, I have received a letter from ARI on our position regarding name collision. We had the presentation in Singapore from ICANN staff, and it will be a topic to be further addressed in the London meeting. So if folks have strong feelings or input on this subject, that ask you to be ready for the London meeting or to be on the agenda.
Byron?
Bart, go ahead.
Do you want me to forward the letter to the council?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, please do. And that concludes my update. Vice chairs?
No update for me.
Okay, Katrina, Keith?
And nothing from me that isn't otherwise covered.
Okay. Any of the other councillors wish to provide an update? No regional organizations. I think we heard from the LAC region. Peter, you brought forward more of the ISTAR. Anything else from Bender?
Question, is Peter back online, Christina?
I'm just...
Okay.
I just came back. No, Mario, nothing to report. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. From staff, anything you'd like to bring up?
No, not from my end. Gabby, Christina?
No, nothing for me.
Me neither, thank you.
Okay, thank you. On to item number 8, reports from the various working groups. SOP.
Let me take this one. This is Bart. SOP is drafting its submission on the 5-year strategic plan. Hopefully it will be completed this week and then shared, and it will start shortly on the operational plan and budget cycle. So they are they're on tight timelines as well. And then we'll make a comment on it.
Okay, thank you. 8.2, CRI working group?
They haven't met, so they will prepare their final report before the London meeting.
Okay, thank you. FOI, Keith?
The FOI working group is due to meet in about 12 minutes' time. And hopefully this will be the last drafting meeting for this group. I'm anticipating that we'll have the framework in the final position for approval by the CCTLD community in ICANN London. So that leads us to both having a process for approval in London and a process for more formal discussions with the GAC, so that our hope of having the GAC and CCNSO moving together to have the framework adopted by the board hopefully can start to step forward with some confidence at ICANN London.
Thank you, Keith. Well, that will be very exciting. Any questions for Keith?
No, not in the Adobe.
Okay, 8.4, Becky. CCWG drafting. Anything to update?
We are having the first call with the members directly after the FOI working group call. So we're getting organized now, and although I don't think we'll get to substance much, we will get oriented and get the ball rolling in advance of the London meeting. And I believe John is on the line as well, so he may have something to add.
Yep, I'm here, and I totally concur with Becky's assessment.
Okay, thanks. 8.5, Katrina, program working group.
Yes, so regarding the program for our London meeting, tomorrow we're going to have our first call for the working group. But meanwhile, the agenda is shaping up. So we start on, well, normally on Tuesday, with a report from Keith and Bernie regarding FOI. Then meeting with the board. So please submit your the issues you'd like to discuss with the board. Then the first session on internet governance. It's pretty in good. This session is in good shape. However, we have two more sessions on IG. The second one on Tuesday, perspectives on enhancing ICANN's accountability process, and the last one on Wednesday is a discussion on IANA stewardship, transition, and accountability. So if anyone has any ideas on whom should we invite to these working groups, these sessions, it would be really appreciated and great. So then we have, again, we have security session, good presentations there, and as usually, IANA update and ICANN operational excellence report, ICANN dashboards and key performance indicators, and some other presentations here. Wednesday morning, that's a new session. It was proposed by Don. First time we'll have meeting with registrars, so we'll have like three participants from CCTLD community, CCNSO community, and three representatives from registrars, and we'll start to discuss if we can standardize one size does not fit all approach. So because for registrars it's really very hard to work with all different CCTLDs, so we start talking on how we can find the way to improve things, improve collaboration between our groups. Then next one will be legal and policy session. Of course, CCTLD news session, pretty good shape now. Update from regional organizations. And the last one is going to be this internet governance session 3 I already mentioned before. So, yes, it's in the process.
Sounds like it's in good shape and going to be a very strong agenda for this meeting. I like the idea of the registrar session. I think that that's going to be quite informative for both parties.
Yeah, I hope so too, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Katrina. Sounds like we're in good hands. 8.6, BART, CCWG on names and territories.
Yes, this one is shaping up as well. Volunteers have been appointed. The co-chairs had a meeting Monday morning, and they're scheduling the first real meeting somewhere early June to really kick off the work in London. There is one caveat in time, so around the London meeting we need to think for a additional slash replacement for co-chair of the working group. Paul Schindler indicated some time ago he will do this, getting the working group up to speed, but he will not act as the only CCNSO chair to this working group.
Okay, thanks. So when are we going to have to do that?
Around London. So I think the co-chairs will come up with a proposal.
Okay. Thank you. Any final comments on agenda item 8? Hearing none, we'll move to agenda item 9, which is liaison update. Are there any liaisons on the line? And before we go there, Leslie had just sent a note that I wanted to pass along, which was that the information in the GNSO update was particularly helpful, as it meant that the reader did not have to go anywhere else unless they were particularly interested in a subject. to thank Patrick for that. Do you have any...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
Oh,
and it, so you heard what I just said then.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah, I'm having some communication problems, but I didn't hear who said that, but yeah.
Leslie had passed on that note.
So, oh, great. Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, so my recent report was submitted a few days ago. It was in the meeting email, or the documents pack there, and the main themes are specification 13 of the new GTLD agreement. There's some background on that. The GNSO comments to the meeting strategy group of ICANN, some updates on the GNSO review, and also the a draft charter for the IANA stewardship role transfer, which you spoke about earlier. That draft charter is available online, by the way, and through the ICANN submission area, and I'm happy to send the URL if anybody needs it. That's my update.
Thanks, Patrick.
Ron is online as well.
Okay. Ron, could you, anything you wanted to bring to our attention in particular?
No, you have my written report. I have nothing to add to it at this point.
Okay, any questions for Ron or Patrick?
No hands up, so...
Okay. Then we'll move on to item number 10, which is the work plan, which attachments were included about the work plan. And we will have a resolution here that the CCNSO will adopt said work plan. Before we get to that resolution, Bart, if you want to make any comments on it.
Just a few. What I've done is, so you understand it, say, I think the list of document is clear. It includes a reference to the outcome of the council workshop in Singapore, and then I've worked around, say, you've got two mind maps and they include end dates, etc. So it's more detailed, but it's more to keep up with it, and I will start using this work plan as a basis for the monthly report, so all these projects will reflect in the monthly updates as of next month. That's all.
Okay, thanks, Bart. And I think that detail, I just want to say thanks, because I think that detail actually is helpful and creates a good overall perspective that gives us a sense of what's coming and where we are. Any comments, feedback, input into the work plan? Hearing none at the moment, we have a draft resolution, which is that the CCNSO Council adopt the FYI 14-15 work plan. That the Secretary is requested to publish the work plan on the CCNSO website. Could I have somebody move that resolution?
Keith here, happy to move.
Thank you, Keith.
I second it.
Somebody second that. Becky, thank you.
Your
anybody
line is muted.
Opposed? Hello?
Yeah, we're still here, Byron.
Okay. I just had the...
Yeah.
I said the operator tell me my line was muted.
So...
Okay. Oh, everybody got that? Okay. Anybody opposed to the resolution? Hearing none, we'll consider it unanimously adopted. Thank you very much. Thank you, to Bart, Gavin, and Christina. Moving on to item number 11, date of the next meeting. There's a London meeting, June 25th, and then conference calls August 21st and September 25th. Item number 12, any other business that needs to be addressed. I have none. Anybody else have anything they want to raise?
No. The only thing I've noted, Demi is still typing, so... Oh. He's saying, seeing you in London.
Okay, great. All right, well, we are on the hour, and I know there's another meeting immediately following this one, so respecting that. Thank you very much, everybody. This is a very fulsome agenda. It's very meaty topics, so I appreciate the fact we were able to get this done in the hour prescribed. See you all in London, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, okay.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye, everyone.